When the roles were reversed. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Today, we're seeing Republicans outraged over the problems Americans are having signing up for a health care program that they voted against. And at the same time, Democrats are defending it and reassuring us it's going to be fixed. Remarkably, 7 years ago, it was just the opposite. 7 years ago, the Republicans had pushed through a plan to subsidize prescription drugs for Medicare patients called Medicare Part D. But from the moment the plan went online, people were confused and Democrats were outraged.
It is an outrage to be in the presence of people who are so confused and feeling abandoned.
Hillary Clinton was one angry senator back then, and Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow demanded that the sign-up deadline be extended.
Why should you be penalized because the government can't get its act together?
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Even though it was 7.5 years ago. But now our story takes a twist, because after lambasting the Bush Medicare plan, the Democrats did this.
You give us a Democratic majority and we'll give you a real Medicare prescription drug benefit.
They decided in 2006 to run on a promise of fixing the Republican plan. And I was just thinking, considering how popular guaranteed health care is probably going to be, instead of running on a promise of repealing it, why don't the Republicans run on a promise of fixing it? Worked for the Democrats. They took the House in 2006, and a certain junior senator decided to run for president. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.